Taf Memvav.
Okay. Yesh Misha Omer. To Yomtiv Sheni, Dinoi Kachala Moyed L'Inyin Zeh. Dahainu, you should burn it. Yomtiv Sheni, Shogolas, so Yesh Omer, you should burn it. Interesting. L'Inyin Zeh writes a Loimar. The matzah chametz b'yomtiv Sheni, ain't no goyvelav as a kli. Don't be goyvelav as a kli. Elu yotzien if you burn it b'yad. In other words, in Chutzlars, you don't have to wait till Chol HaMoed. You can burn it already on Yom Sheni. Many poskim argue on this. Yom Tov Sheni Shavin Rabbanim Ki Yom Tov Rishon Chol Dover. The Rabbanim made Yom Tov Sheni with all the dinim of Yom Tov Rishon. Yeah. V'la halacha iskimo ha'achroinim. The halacha, they said like this. Dim kvar bito chametzoy yom tov sheni kirishin. If you already did bito, then definitely you should wait till after yom tov sheni to burn it. Rak v'loy bito chametzoy on his chametz to chabezach. Dinu b'chalal bito. Vay v'zeh shir kazayis. Tud gulam oivy v'zeh by rabbi yamotze. Yesh lusam v'zeh. Svarez v'yesh mishoymer. V'l'tal tu v'atzim v'chametz l'ashuch l'yam od v'esakisei. Ah.
So that's
how you
burn it, though.
Huh?
You say
you
burn it?
No, it's not.
No.
He's saying,
it's not muktzah.
If you already did bittul yom tov sheni, it's the same thing as yom tov rishon. If you didn't do bittul yet, you can be make on yom tov sheni to be metaltal it to get rid of it. But no, he's not saying you can burn it. Why? Because there's a lot of points that hold even yom tov rishon, you can be metaltal to get rid of it. If you didn't do bittul, because the bayal yom pushes off the muktzah. Even though we might not, even though the minig is not that way, but the art. A lot of shittas like that. So at least in Yom Tov Sheni you can makel to do that. Yeah, but you're right. It's not being makel to rely on this shita to burn it, even in such a case. So you should push it off your roof with a stick. So again, you have to be careful of kli because it can't be metaltalit. Mishnah Brira raised a doichel after in a chametz shaloi. It's not his chametz. It rolled from the guy's roof onto his roof. It's not his chametz. V'enoyva b'bayiro. It's not ready b'bayiro on it. Kamakam asal hashoyis b'shus soy galimun tumas the mechamino b'shar sha'ila v'gag d'shtamish boy. Since they would do things on the gag, so we're afraid shem yavol ochli. Push it off b'kane with a stick. Why with a stick? Why does Mechaber tell me to do with a stick? So first you think, what, it's just giving you an etzah. You can't reach the roof, so use the stick. But usually I guess the Mechaber doesn't talk like that. If he's telling you with a stick, it means there's a halachic ramification, not just a practical one. So, he says, because to touch it with your hands is osir, to ma'osir le'mecham minoi. Interesting.
So all those other cases where you find them, the Tazi should, you know, take it and throw it to the Yam or those other things. So what?
Oh, so let's see. Baba got the chametz shaloi, and even though by his chametz, metatel of a sorb of chol ha'moed, and we're not worried that we don't say he can't touch it. We allow him to go get rid of it. Meaning. When it's his own chametz, that's what we had that svar. That was the machlokes of Chum and Rabbi Yehuda in the sugi over there. That when your whole kavana is to burn it, we're not worried about shemibul achlo. Masha ein came. This goy's chametz on the roof. You're not going to burn it anyway. All you're coming to do is knock it off the roof. So I guess there it's already different. You're not coming to burn it, even though you are coming to get rid of it. You're not coming to destroy it.
You envision like a guy like, okay, like.
Right, as soon as you get to the sand.
Overwhelmed, like, oh.
Right.
I'm going to eat you.
Once it's in the sand. Yeah. Yes, but over here, you don't have the svara. You don't have the svara of the Gemara that since you're coming to burn it, we're not worried. Over here, you don't have that svara, so therefore you shouldn't touch it. You should knock it with a stick. Also, the taltaloi. Ah, but if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to cover with a kli. Why? Because it's also to do tiltu. Hainu apel, afi did the chiva b'kone. You can't even do tiltu with a stick. The tiltu menu tzad, shmei tiltu. tiltu min atzad shmei tiltu. V'yasheru al chol ha'moed v'chakach yilchafenu v'gago sh'akam al v'shus ha'rab. Wait to chol ha'moed and then push it. This is interesting, this tiltu min atzad thing. Because I understood that the halacha of his mukta, I think, is tiltu min atzad.
Depends.
If it's let's say it's tzarich davar hamutter, then it's mutter. So what's this? It's tzarich davar ha'aser.
Is it aser? No.
No, you're trying to get rid of the davar aser is the chametz.
Where are you going to eat it? It's not even like you know you're not over an iser.
Yeah. So why? So right. So the chayyim you could hear that this would be called tzarich davar hamutter. I'm doing it for the sake of me, for the sake that I won't eat it. Yeah, it's interesting. He says no, that's poshit. That this is tiltum al tzad, this type of tiltum al tzad is also. We had a toisus about this, didn't we? On that sugya of kufel over sakli, and that vov.
Unless that is it still called? Is it still called like iser basically? Even though it's an
aser, I don't know. That's a shayla.
It's still a chiv. It's an iser for you on Pesach.
We had a toisus in that vov. That the I think the way the Achrayim Taishlam Taishvus is when you're doing something because Dumas Lamichli, it's called the Dover Hamutter. In the din of Ein Kli Nittel Adol Dover Hanittel. That Taishvus, the last Taishvus that Bob. Ein Kli Nittel Adol Dover Hanittel. Taishvus says if it's because of Dumas Lamichli, by Koi Palav is a Kli. By this din, Koi Palav is a Kli. Taishvus is a Kasha, how could he take a Kli? And because of the kli, the din is ain't kli nittel the davar nittel. Right, I can't take this thing unless I'm taking it for something I'm allowed to take. So Taisa's answers. First he says tzarich makayim. Right, his second answer is over here it's mutter because dum asil lemichli. So I think there are those that tight shop. What Taisa means to say is since you're doing it for dum asil lemichli, that's not called ain't kli nittel the davar nittel. In other words, you're not taking for the chametz; it's taken for yourself, and therefore that's a dover. That is a you are a dover hanitzel. You're not mukta. You're taking it for your chash from the shem yevalachli. You're not taking it for the sake of the chametz. So that's not called enkli nitzel or dover nitzel, and that's not a problem. Enkli nitzel or dover nitzel. It's not for the sake of the mukta item. So that's along those ways of thinking. You would think that over here also, that tiltum atzad might be mutter. Wow, interesting. Okay, it's not so pashut that the Tosfos means here. There are those that type up Tosfos this way. I have written down here Ayin Kovet Shurim. I don't remember exactly. Could be Rabbi Chanan says it. Could be that's why I have it written down here. Could be that's what Rabbi Chanan Taka says. That the Chor wouldn't fit with this Mishabur. Interesting. Unless it would be Mechalik between the two. Tiltumin atzad and enkli nittel davar nittel. I have to think about it. Okay, fine. Very good, Dalin.
Well, tiltum is really the etzim of muktzah, right? So that's the main. So maybe you have to be more careful there.
Yeah. But until you look at the thing you're moving.
The really is fine, right? There's nothing inherently wrong
with
right.
But what are you doing it for?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like over here, right. Over here, you have to look at the etzim thing that you're moving. You're moving a davar aser, so tiltum min atzad aser. I am doing it for mutter purpose? Doesn't matter. That's still called the tzarich davar aser. B'shein ken, enkli nittel ala davar nittel. Could be. Okay, good. Siv dal. Matzah pas be Pesach be Beisah. You found bread in your house on Pesach. Any day I'm coming to matzah. You do not know if it's coming to matzah. We had this gemara. Mutter afilu b'achila. You're allowed to eat it. Tazrin and baser basra. That's the klal. We go by the basra, and the basra. Again, Rashi says they're talking about a bread box that you always clean out. So the last thing the assumption is you cleaned it out before Pesach. And the last thing you put in there was matzah. Go baser basra. But if it's very already old, if you see that it's very old, it's impossible that it got that old in only a week. then you have to say it's chametz. It's vadi chametz. V'imavu mimei haPesach shenuchal letloish nezapesh mishenich nezapesach arata. If enough days of Pesach passed, it's already 5 days in the Pesach, and it could be that it already became that old in those 5 days. So then, if he cooks new matzah each day on Pesach, then we're makel, even if it's old, because we say every day he cooked hot new matzahs. When the son of love, he put it in the bread box, here for the sapish, and the heat made the old matzah wither, get old faster. Okay. Then Yedaya Yud Beis Din Zeh Olufim Minig Zmanam Shai Oifin Matzos Ovik Tzas V'lo Yichalukim B'Tarim Mikikor Shechometz. Ah, meaning you're saying if you see an Ashkenazi matzah, you're never really going to have this shayla. I mean, you could have it like with cracker, like maybe it's a cracker, but you would never think it's bread. It means what they did then, which is what they have even the Tumanim even nowadays still do, right? They have this thick lafa matzahs, so taka looks like chametz. Yeah. Basar basra. Very mishamshim keis rak matzah b'kol abayis. The last thing you use is matzah. V'oichi bodek abayis is Rashi adds in, and also you check the bayis kadin. Koydim beisach. Well, initially chametz klum. The suma was cleared out. So it must be the matzah which we used last. Right? Remember the whole raya from the shukei v'shalayim and. Even if you find it in a hole, you can still. You don't have to be choshish. Oh, it's in a hole. Maybe it was from chametz that was there from before that I missed during my bedikah. Because the assumption is you did your bedikah properly and you checked the holes. So this is again. This is from the new stuff. Commercial is bar. Betavka kishaguma magula. That's dafka when the gum is open. What are you guys doing? Dafka shagum magula. Dafka when the hole is open. Avag matzah pas beguma she'ena nearest lakol. But if you found it in a hole that's not that you can't see, that's hidden from view, to go and shematzah becharitz b'shuli atev b'mechusa b'karsha shuli atev b'ena near lakol. Underneath this box, there's a hole in the base of it that's covered up by the box itself. Yeish lo v'shem apas zoi chametz. Then you have to be choishes just chametz, and you have to be choishes that you missed it when you did your bedikah v'chayv levar miyat, and you must destroy it immediately. V'ayim b'ra lochem arichzav v'rav shem arav v'chanan chananel v'ka dino d'siv zed. One second. Ooh. Okay, Beralacha, Mutar Fila Bachila, Dazlina Basar Basra, Arifa Rambam, Varosh, Hishmita Din Zalagami. They left out this din completely. We learned about this. We said a pshat why the Rambam and Rifa left it out, didn't we? Was it Slach? It was a whole Slach that we did, I think. That it's not Lalachi, you see, that it's only Rav Lishitosai. You remember it? I don't remember exactly. It was at Slach. Slach set up shot. Yeah. Because of Dovah Shishl Matirin. Yeah, it had to do with Dovah Shishl Matirin. It's only Rav Lishitosai. So yeah, very good shmack of things. I don't remember exactly, but you have it written down there? Oh. One of Mishabur is the Mamash Chazorah of all the cities. It's unbelievable. Zayin Amar Aleph. All right. So that's what he's being argued. So he says, either left it out. So he says, "Befeir Shabbin Chananel should be Yadenu, Asher Yotzei Kais La'or Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach." The Ben Chananel, I guess, just came out in his day, in the days of the Mishnah Berurah. Because of the hedge of Ay Sugi, he says, in the Sugi Shakol Ikud Din Zeh, Hurak Ala Achra Pesach. Ben Chananel says this whole din is talking about after Pesach, meaning it's not a heter to eat it on Pesach, it's a heter mitshum chamisha avol of a Pesach. The whole thing is after Pesach. Ben Chananel says, "We move in time or the toicha Pesach should be kavis love meklin and kulei hay." Because during Pesach, which if you eat it, it's karis, we would not be so makel to just say, oh, it came from the Basra. The whole discussion is after Pesach, which is anyway Dirabbanan, because the Knas of Chomet Sha'avah of Pesach, we paskin, is Midirabbanan. But feel the Mandam Shum Midiraisa, and even according to the Shita that's Diraisa, Akaponim in Bakaris, but it's definitely not Karis. Then that's when we rely on this halacha, the Epshud. So the Mishabura says, Epshud, the Mishum Tam Zeh Shmita Vishonim. That could be why the Vishonim left it out. Because they weren't so clear that you could rely on this really. So they didn't talk about it at all. Very interesting. Well, the Ma'is of Bavadi and Lachab is a Pesach halacha, the Ma'is, definitely you cannot be Mechel during Pesach, because that goes against Rabbeinu Chananel. Shechol Devarim Heim Divrei Kabbalah, meaning everything Rabbeinu Chananel said is a Mekobel, is a Mesoirah, unbelievable. So he says that already we have a Mefurish of Rabbeinu Chananel. Why do we shouldn't let it out?
Just
we can talk
eating,
about
just the eating aspect.
That the eating, the at least the eating, you cannot do on Pesach, because he's talking here about eating even. You mean what about on Pesach? I'll keeping it.
Yeah.
What would Ben Chanan say to that? It's mashmi. I don't know. It's a good question. It's mashmi to say it's okay, because when he said, according to the Mandomar, the Chomet Shavuot Pesach is a raisa, but it's not karis, he said that would also be okay. So. The Chor Ba'irah would also be okay to feed that. But definitely not eating it on Pesach. Okay, good.